Greetings. Hope everyone's doing well. Spirits high, vibe is right. This week we're going to have a brief reasoning on reparatory justice. Check it out.
One perfect love and greetings. Intellectual and the significance of intellectual property rights now impacting now on the indigenous people's rights. You know, which basically intensifies the relationship and help to solidify further the rights of indigenous people, particularly when it comes to ownership, in regards to what IP does. So once you can click on the article and read it, I myself is really browsing through the subject matter, which was published on the 24th of May, 2024, where member states of the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, a specialized UN agency, on Friday agreed to a groundbreaking new treaty addressing intellectual property in relation to genetic resources and associated traditional knowledge. The Treaty on Intellectual Property, Genetic Resources and Associated Traditional Knowledge also includes key provisions aimed at protecting the rights of indigenous peoples and local communities. So its approval by consensus in Geneva marked the conclusion of negotiation that began in 2001. So it is all there for one to get more familiar with the works as it relates to communities, indigenous peoples, where clearly the Rastafari as a community and having indigenous rights protocols are definitely being targeted and to be involved where these rights are to be pinned. So in moving forward towards self-governance structures as a political objective towards our determination, these required institution that the community must look to set up, as how I had reasoned, which we have already done, only to be fortified by proper representation and leadership structures within the directorship and trustees in moving forward, is where we are to pin our concerted efforts to see a proper administration within the ambit of self-governance structures. Obviously, the example that we have set in motion as the first registered council within Rastafari, leading by example and leading in the sense of that we have to take up the responsibility coming out of Jamaica to show both the region and international communities by and large that ones are indeed working to see to it that mandates and proposals that were established at Global Reasoning, especially the last one in 2003, where we have all the international delegates coming forward to look at that broad, I think it was 54 recommendation that had a wide range in looking at the various aspects of the culture that ought to be represented. It was a far-reaching conference with obviously the 54 recommendations is no easy task, but it reflects the magnitude of the work that was to be done and to be established. So the council, having the mandate registered as an indigenous culture in 2007, the same year when the United Nations Declaration for Rights of Indigenous People was actually posted and published in 2007 as well, gives us the framework now to follow up the settings to establish a secretariat, as well as the necessary instruments to represent the self-governance structure. And this we have gotten by the WIPO expert, you know, same World Intellectual Property Right Organization expert, who actually defended the Sands tribe in Southern Africa and established their platform and framework. We, through the obviously actioning by our international consultant, Sister Maxine Shaw Stowe, who is also an expertise in her field in IP, came on board to look into the possibilities of how this can also be applied to the Rastafari community. And so Roger Chenels, in coming in, outlined the framework of both the Maroons and the Rastafari communities, of how they must organize themselves and represent themselves as indigenous realities. So it's all there. We posted an overview, actually copy and paste out of what the report that he had established, and place it on our report in 2017, which I have also posted as a means of updating and informing ones of the task at hand. So I took the opportunity now to also publish the committees that we are looking to establish further in regards to the constitution that was also presented by Roger Chenels to sign on the agreement in how we are to move collectively together. It was amended, you know, but it was never ratified, and hence the action to legalize its operation and legitimize it moving forward. The meeting, the general meeting of 2011, and all of this, I should mention, is in our 10-year document, which we have also posted for once to overview, and sent it to the United Nations as reference of our work that was done. So that meeting in 2011 that really established now a solid ground for the whole executive body and operation to commence. Because the ILOs was what was agreed on to legitimize the operation of the Constitution until it is being ratified. And so the executives within and the directorship was invested with the power to operate within the registration of EDAMAC. So all of that combined, it is there, you know. This is actually page 33, if one when one look at this outline of the committees. So these are the structures that we were proposing to have in place to establish a proper self-governance structure, because basically you're talking the framework of any government. And obviously, if you're coming out of the block for this self-governance representation, these committees, which as a minimum of 3 person per committee, as how you will probably see it being outlined, you know, I just identify the nature of the committees that were necessary or deemed necessary to be in operative. But you're talking a minimum of 3 person to really start off the foundation from ground zero, because these committees really represent, if you're looking at any government within nations, it is actually a framework or the establishment of ministries and departments of government. So this is how we had initiated the necessity for these committees to be operative as we look towards the framework and institutionalize our self-governance structure, which I had also mentioned today, in that you need a competent for the people, by the people, selected representatives out of the community as to establish as a competent authority in dealing with administrative works, which we the mandate was already established in 2007, as well as mandatory benefit sharing mechanism, where we identified the trust fund as the most appropriate, given what Roger Tennis had suggested, because we are actually following his advice for the same thing that he had did the Sands Tribe in Southern Africa. So all of these things were established, albeit it fall off because of obviously the maladministration and ones who did not know and fully understand what it means to be having indigenous rights. So this is where we are at now, to edify the community. The works that Chief Ayakongo has taken up basically reflects the Committee of Education and Human Rights, because that is what is necessary now to help move forward towards getting a better understanding of what needs to be done under the self-governance structure in representing yourself as a peculiar community or a peculiar people having indigenous realities. So do give thanks again. I didn't really want this to be so lengthy, but it is very necessary given the rapid development, and which complements without a doubt and more and the works of what we are doing, and also empowers the council to further continue this journey on the right path, because there's no other entities out there within the Rastafari communities, both local, regional, and international, has reached the advanced stage that we have reached as the council in pursuing indigenous rights moving forward. And several communities has reflected on our work and has also established councils of their own, which is very encouraging. We full encourage that, because that is how we go about networking to establish proper governance representation for the Rastafari community, by the people, for the people. And when you divulge more and dive more into what the protocols of indigenous rights for indigenous people, you will see where, when you're dealing with self-governance structures, no government must interfere, and you have that right to represent yourself, whether individually or collective. But obviously the best way to move forward, given the status and where we have reached as a people worldwide, it is best represented as a collective mechanism, a collective institution, fulfilling the duty and command of organizing and centralizing to achieve our desired aims and objective. Do give thanks, blessed greetings to all ones, and do give thanks again for the reasoning that went forward. Give thanks.
Give thanks for the wonderful reasoning. It's important to share. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads. Peace.